Sam Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump took the stage at the CNN presidential debate without shaking hands, but they did trade barbs.
The whole country is exploding because of you, because they don't respect you, and they have to respect their president, and they don't respect you throughout the world.
And the former president used his famous slogan.
We're in a failing nation, but it's not going to be failing anymore. We're going to make it great again.
President Biden, in his closing statement, talked about taxes.
This guy has increased your taxes because of the deficit, number one. He's increased inflation because of the debacle he left after the way he handled the pandemic. And he finds himself in a position where he now wants to tax you more by putting a 10% tariff on everything that comes into the United States of America.
CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell reminds us performance is also important.
And so the first presidential debate of the 2024 election season is in the books. President Biden opening this debate and continuing with a very shaky voice, a raspy voice that we have learned from advisors close to him that apparently he's had a cold for the past several days. But he also had a number of wandering answers during this debate. He had a number of facts and accomplishments that he wanted to tout it, but I think his voice and sometimes was distracting from that.
CBS's Linda Kenyon said there was an indication of how Democrats are reacting to how the president handled himself shortly after the CNN presidential debate was over.
In the spin room, which is where Democratic and Republican surrogates are talking to the media right now, the Republicans came out right away. The Democrats came out second, an indication perhaps that maybe they didn't think that the Democrats didn't think their candidate did so well.
Former Uvalde, Texas Police Chief Pete Arredondo has been arrested and indicted on charges of abandoning and endangering a child with the botched police response to the massacre at Robb Elementary School. Jesse Rizzo is the uncle of a victim.
It's a step in the right direction. It's a step for accountability. You know, we're hopeful that there's going to be more indictments, you know, and Pete, being that he was the chief of police, is the number one individual that needs to be held accountable.
Arredondo has been released on a $100,000 bond. Another former officer, Adrian Gonzalez, has also been indicted. Boeing is being sanctioned by U.S. investigators for sharing information about the federal investigation of a door plug blowout on a Boeing 737 MAX 9 in flight. The National Transportation Safety Board says Boeing blatantly violated the agency's investigative regulations, as well as a signed agreement by providing non-public information to the media. Boeing won't have access to that information anymore. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another attempt to recall State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss comes up short. The Wisconsin Elections Commission ruled Thursday the recall petitioners failed to turn in enough valid signatures. Three Republican commissioners and one Democrat voted that hundreds of signatures were gathered after the deadline. Outreach specialists are trying to recruit the next generation of Hmong farmers in Wisconsin. Many Hmong farmers are getting close to retirement age, and their grown children have different ideas about farming.
Older Hmong farmers, farming is therapeutic for them. They're making a little bit of money, but also farming and gardening makes them happy. The difference is that these younger farmers, they want farming to be financially sustainable.
Ya'imo Yang is with the Groundswell Conservancy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks add a player in the first round. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA Draft. The Bucks picked A.J. Johnson, a 19-year-old guard from California who was offered to play at Texas but chose the pro league in Australia.
No, I loved my time in Australia, just playing with professionals at an early age and just picking their brains, you know, seeing what they do to be great professionals and stuff like that. I just felt like that was just really good for my development on and off the court. And I had great guys that I was with, so It made it so much, like, a lot more fun.
Bucks GM John Horst.
He's growing up playing against pros, which I think is great for him.
Round two of the draft is tonight. Baseball, the Brewers have the day off after sweeping the Rangers with a 6-5 win in extra innings. Andrew Monasterio to left field to drive in the winning run in the 10th.
The team pulls for him. He understands his role. I mean, it's great for someone like that to pick everybody up.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, light winds in the overnight, lower 60s expected by daybreak. A mostly cloudy sky to stay with us on Friday with highs in the middle 70s, south winds. Look for some showers in the late afternoon with showers and storms Friday night. Currently 59 degrees.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Friday edition of the Devil's Advocates. We're bringing sexy back, and we're rehashing the debate with our pal Joe Sopecki. Tune in, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour two of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, and the host of the new podcast, On the Edge, available wherever fine podcasts are found. You can also check out his video blog over on YouTube. Just plug in his name, Philip Itner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R. Itner Philip, backwards, is his Twitter handle. And Phil, welcome back to the program. I understand that the power situation, that the Russian dictatorship has been bombing the Ukrainian democracy pretty severely, and now they're attacking the power systems, the power grid?
Well, they've been doing that for quite some time. And as a matter of fact, recently, two of their top military heads, Shoigu and General Gerasimov, have been indicted at the ICC for specifically targeting the civilian electrical grid, and we're feeling the brunt of it. Yesterday, I had about 3 hours of electricity. Today, I'll be lucky if I get six. They have a roster that you can check online on your mobile phone, on your cell phone, that'll tell you, you know, these are the hours that you're definitely not going to have power. These are the hours where you may or may not have power. And these are the hours where you will most likely have power. And thankfully, we seem to be falling in to one of those windows of about two and a half hours where we have electricity. So we got lucky today. But it's not the normal. It's not the norm. The norm is no electricity. And the knock-on effect is really, you know, it ripples out. You know, you can't go shopping because you don't know if the stores are going to be open, because maybe they have generators, but maybe they don't want to be using those generators at that particular hour. You know, you try and keep your doors of your refrigerator closed. Anybody who's gone through a natural disaster will sympathize with this. You know, I had some food in the fridge last night that I ate thinking that it was safe, but it has had such a lack of electricity that I did end up getting a little rumbly tumbly down in the old stomach area. I won't go into details, but it's how we live. It's how we live. And it's far worse in the East, obviously, where they're actively being shelled. We still come under attack here as well, but it is these other aspects of this conflict and what war does to a population that maybe you don't think about when you think about, you know, war, you know, in the concept of kind of like war movies and combat and explosions and deprivations, and those are indeed happening. But there are these other things that happen in war which rob civilians and rob people of their agency and control over their own life. And, you know, not to mention the obvious threat to safety and everything that you hold dear. It is a strain, Tom. It is definitely a strain. It is difficult being here. But being a foreigner, I'm not going anywhere because I've kind of dedicated myself to responsibility of keeping this story in people's minds. But then Ukrainians are responding to it, obviously with some frustration and difficulty of life and the quality of living. But they know why it's happening, and it is not because of their own government, and it's not because of, say, civil engineers who are working overtime to keep the power on.
Right.
It's because of Moscow. It's because of Moscow. And so it is a counterproductive thing for them to be doing this, because the Ukrainians themselves only get more and more angry and resistant.
Well, and an awful lot of this damage would have been prevented if Mike Johnson and the Republicans in the House of Representatives hadn't stalled USAID to Ukraine for a full, 6 months or a year? It was almost
7 months.
Seven
months with no legislation, no passing of funding. And in that period, our air defenses were greatly diminished. And many of the primary sources of electricity were hit during that period of time. So yes, I do hold the Republican Party and Mike Johnson responsible for the huge amount of damage that's been done, and which will now affect everybody's lives here.
Phil, I'm reading that either NATO or the EU, the article I had read said the EU, but the headline I saw in Drudge said NATO, were offering Ukraine kind of a bridge to membership. What's the story here?
There is EU. There are EU accession talks that
Basically, the economic bloc, not the military bloc, as it were.
No, economic, but also diplomatic and interstate relations, so that you can have free trade, you can have free movement, you have freedom of movement throughout the entire union.
Right.
You become part of a much larger bloc when you join the EU. Not going to happen anytime soon. Ukraine has a lot of work to do, notably within their issues with corruption. But this is an indication that they will be fast-tracked, and it is an indication that Europe certainly is not going anywhere in its support for Ukraine. What happens with our election in November will have a huge contributing factor on the future of Ukraine. But the Europeans themselves are saying no. We want Ukraine to be with us, not on the side of Moscow. The other big indication of that, Tom, is this announcement this week that we are going to have a new NATO Secretary General, Jan Stoltenberg, a Norwegian who has been there for roughly about 10 years, is stepping down. The Dutch Mark Rutte is going to be taking his place in October, and Rutte has been a outspoken advocate for supporting Ukraine. He was the one that kind of pushed through the F-16s from Holland. He has taken real serious issue with Hungary's Viktor Orban. So he is seen as a friend to Kiev. But another indication the Europeans are staying right where they are when it comes to support for Ukraine. The big question mark looming, of course, is what happens in our election in November.
The other story that I'm hearing that I wanted to fact check with you, and if it is true or if they are true, there's two pieces to this, ask you what the consequences of this will be, were that I have heard that the Biden administration either is or is contemplating allowing American contractors to send American citizens to Ukraine to service the weapon systems that we're selling to Ukraine, and presumably that would mean F-16s and whatnot as well. What happens if there are Americans on the ground? And I realize there's a lot of Americans in Ukraine right now, but what happens if they're perceived by the Russians as part of the military because they're working with the military equipment? And I also read that North Korea is sending troops to help Russia attack Ukraine. And I have not been able to fact check that. What do you know about these two stories?
Well, I'll take the last one first. The DPRK, North Korea, recently Vladimir Putin went there kind of hat in hand. They signed an agreement that if one or the other was attacked, that they would come to the defense. And in addition to that, there were some agreements on negotiations and exchange of artillery from the North Koreans, as well as, it now seems, soldiers. So it may be that we will see DPRK North Korean soldiers on the ground here in Ukraine fighting alongside the Russians. That is a double-edged sword, however, in many ways, because reciprocally, it appears as though Moscow's promise to Pyongyang is advanced missile technology. Well, Seoul doesn't like that very much. What Vladimir Putin seems to have overlooked is that by providing this technology and this aid to Pyongyang, it is provoking Seoul to seriously think about providing aid to Ukraine as well. This gets bigger and bigger. But it's important to note also that the Republic of Korea, the ROK, is one of the world's top producers of 155 millimeter artillery shells. And that's because of the tensions on the peninsula. If they were to redirect some of those artillery shells to Ukraine, it would be a potentially a massive resource for Kiev, because artillery shells have been a real big issue here. So that's what's happening in concerns with the peninsula, with Russia, and with Ukraine. And it's kind of troublesome to see this stretching beyond the borders. The effort has been to try and contain. Yes, the effort has been to try and contain this here. That's the whole point, is let's arm the Ukrainians and stop this conflict from spreading. With Vladimir Putin going to Korea and embroiling Pyongyang, and then Seoul's reaction to that as well, that's tricky stuff. So, but that is indeed happening, and it's troubling to think about the DPRK soldiers coming here now. Western advisors, and in particular American advisors coming over here, will not be in uniform. They will not be active members of the military. Now, we might be splitting hairs there, because
this is how John Kennedy started in Vietnam.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, this is why it is something that needs to be done with a great deal of precision and with delicacy. It's by no means a done deal, but there's a lot of talk here, and there has been for quite some time, of the need for more trainers and support groups, to come in here and give assistance for all these Western missile systems that are being deployed here, notably the F-16s, the HIMARS, the ATACMS, all these other things. But Tom, our active participation on Ukrainian soil is nothing new. We had trainers here almost immediately after the events of Maidan in 2014, when we had, American uniformed U.S. trainers on the ground in Western Ukraine as part of a NATO program. So it was a larger NATO umbrella training Ukrainian officers. And so this is in some ways not new, but the scale of it is going to be significantly larger. And what they will be training and providing logistical support to will be things that Moscow is very unhappy about. Now, it's going to be hard-pressed, Moscow is, to say that these guys are, active member of the U.S. military, and as such a representative of the American government and military. But it's still going to be a very contentious thing, and you're absolutely right. It could be a slippery slope. Surely, I am sure, knowing the Ukrainian armed forces, that they're not actively looking to draw in U.S. soldiers. But yeah, they do need that assistance.
But these would be civilian contractors, just to make it clear.
They would be civilians, just to be perfectly clear.
Which is not what John Kennedy did. He actually sent military. Okay.
Yes, but it's, we have the Latin American wars, and it's a slippery slope.
Check out Phil's On the Edge podcast. Thank you, Phil.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Should ultra-processed foods get tobacco-style warnings? Stay tuned. Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer, and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows, where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Celebrate Independence Day with Waukesha Parks Recreation and Forestry at the Fireworks on July 3rd, presented by Core Re Insurance. Head out to Lowell Park for food, music featuring the decade, and a neighborhood beer garden starting at 6 p.m. Complimentary globe bracelets from Educators Credit Union are available while they last, and WAUK will play patriotic music during the fireworks on 101.1 FM. Head downtown for the parade on July 4th, presented by Core Re Insurance, starting at 11 a.m. Thursday morning. See you there.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure, and that's something I need. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels as well, which is an important nutrient for your heart's health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply and bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeats.com and using the code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's GetSuperBeats, B-E-E-T-S.com, and that code is TOM to get that free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. Once again, GetSuperBeats.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M.
in the land of the free, a shadow fell. A storm was brewing, could you tell? A man with power, a voice so loud, riled up the fear, drew in a crowd. He spoke of greatness, a wall so high, but underneath, the hate did lie. From screens and rallies, the fire spread, a virus of hate so many misled. The drunk hate virus.
Yeah, it's the Trump hate virus. Welcome back. Ultra-processed foods need tobacco-style warning. People are starting, this, you know, we're starting, the scientific community is starting to seriously wake up to this. This is the guy who, his name is Carlos Montero, the professor who first coined the phrase UPFs, ultra-processed foods. He has now come out with a new statement that he was published in The Guardian. He says, they're displacing healthier and less processed foods all over the world and causing a deterioration in diet quality. He said, together these foods are driving the pandemics of obesity and other diet-related chronic diseases such as diabetes. He's talking about cereals, protein bars, fizzy drinks, ready meals, fast food. He said, in the UK and the US, more than half the average diet now consists of ultra-processed foods. And among poor and disadvantaged areas in the US and the UK, the diet comprises as much as 80% ultra-processed foods. In February, the world's largest review of these foods found that UPFs were directly linked to 32 different diseases and harmful effects to health, including a higher risk of heart disease, a higher risk of cancer, a higher risk of type 2 diabetes, higher risk of adverse mental health conditions, depression, suicide, and early death. And he's saying that what we need are like tobacco-style warnings. You know, the tobacco industry was, you know, poisoning us for years. I mean, they still are. These people are criminals in my mind. But, you know, the way that we fought back, rather than criminalizing them, which I think we should have done, was by putting warning labels on them. You know, if you want to smoke cigarettes, you will die, right? And he's saying, you know, he said sale of UPFs in foods and health facilities should be banned, and there should be heavy taxation with the revenue generated used to subsidize fresh foods. And he says both tobacco and UPFs cause numerous serious illnesses and premature mortality. Both are produced by transnational corporations that invest their profits in aggressive marketing strategies and in buying politicians to stop regulation. Both are pathogenic by design. He says you can't reformulate these foods. You have to take them off the market. I saw one the other day for vegetables and fruit in little plastic bags for kids, and it was like it's ultra processed food. It's poison. It's incredible.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to the Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News special report. Former President Donald Trump criticized President Biden's withdrawal from Afghanistan during the CNN presidential debate.
No general got fired for the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country, Afghanistan, where we left billions of dollars of equipment behind. We lost 13 beautiful soldiers.
Biden defended his support for Israel.
The only thing I've denied Israel was 2,000-pound bombs. They don't work very well in populated areas. They kill a lot of innocent people. We're providing Israel with all the weapons they need and when they need them.
CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland says allies and adversaries were watching.
And for Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin, that's very good news. And for our European allies, who will all be arriving in Washington, D.C. in a few days for the NATO summit, will be very, very concerned upon their arrival of the state of American politics and who the next president might be.
The first presidential debate was hosted by CNN. CBS News Special Report, I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll they're more bullish on the economy in Wisconsin than nationwide. 44% say they have a positive view of the state's economy, while only 34% like the national outlook. 55% say Wisconsin is headed in the wrong direction. The House version of the federal farm bill would cut the SNAP low-income food program by $30 billion. The justification is to save taxpayer money, but advocates say SNAP is worth billions to local economies.
Every SNAP dollar is returned into the economy. It turns into profits for local businesses, for agricultural producers. When we stop investing in SNAP, those communities miss out.
Carmen Maradian says that would cost taxpayers down the road. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you don't feel like venturing into the theaters this weekend and want to stay home, here's a Pete pick. Check out season 3 of The Bear. If you haven't seen any of the show, you've got 3 seasons worth. The Bear follows Carmi, a young chef who leaves his high-end culinary gig in New York to run the family Italian beef joint in Chicago while dealing with crazy characters and drama from his family, both biological and vocational. All 10 episodes of Season 3 dropped June 26th on Hulu. Speaking of The Bear, the show has an impressive amount of celebrity cameos this season. There never seems to be a shortage when the shows dominate the Emmys. Jamie Lee Curtis returns as Carmi's mom, Donna Berzato. Josh Hartnett will appear as Ricky's ex-wife, Tiffany's new fiancé. John Cena plays a Berzato family friend. Other guest stars include comedian John Mulaney, Community's Julian Jacobs, and John Bernthal, because he's in everything. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, light winds in the overnight, lower 60s expected by daybreak. A mostly cloudy sky to stay with us on Friday with highs in the middle 70s. South winds. Look for some showers in the late afternoon with showers and storms Friday night. Currently 59 degrees.
Max Inc. Radio.
From Puerto Rico to Wisconsin, Chera's sultry songwriting showcases her life. She's in studio for a live Saturday night concert. I'm Terry Baugh. Join me, rocker and Jimmy K.
Weekend evening, 6 until midnight on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Marquette pollster Charles Franklin. Let's talk about the dead heat here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Seems so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy. It's easy to prepare. No messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. It's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Airwaves ready for the fight. I'm challenging the voices that think they know what's right. You call me liberal, I wear it like a crown. I dare you to come forward, don't you back down. Come into my show, bring your facts and your fight. I'm ready for the truth, let's set the record right. You better know your facts and be prepared to stand. I'm here to hold the line with a reason in my hand.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Yes, Professor. It's a good thing that I'm going to City Hall today, if not as the mayor. Maybe I can help them install the new tip jar, according to the Supreme Court.
Right. I'm wondering if, you know, all over the country right now, politicians aren't starting to reach out to contractors who they could do business with, or their states or their counties or their towns could do business with, and say, hey, we're open for tips.
Right, so that's just the good part. There's always the bad and the ugly. So the bad is we may have to switch gears on the Supreme Court and do like the Charlton Heston Outer Limits episode, final appeal, where there's only 7, no longer 9 Supreme Court members.
Mm-hmm.
The ugly is that the moderator we really need is a Stephen Colbert character. Not his regular TV character, but as the killer he played in Criminal Intent, The Saint.
I didn't see the movie, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, anyway, so in this episode, he is perpetually ripped off by his mother so she can give to the church. So his insanity, he kills as a way to undermine that very church. It sort of reflects the generational conflict between, say, Gen X and the boomers. The boomers have their eye on heaven more than their actual progeny.
Right.
So that character, since Trump is in love with Hannibal Lecter, let's give him the next best thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Colbert character as a sympathetic villain.
Yeah.
Because remember, Colbert has testified to Congress in character, so why not moderate this crazy debate in character?
Okay, I get it. David, thank you very much.
I'm a helper. Thank you.
There you go. Okay. Malcolm in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. Hey, Malcolm, what's on your mind today?
Yes, Tom, you mentioned yesterday that Trump kind of went away for a few years, and so we weren't able to notice his memory, or at least his impediments. But I kind of beg to differ. I felt like after January 6th, he stayed just as relevant with the news cycle because we led into the failed coup and everyone that was complicit. But as a country, I feel like we have a justice system that was put in place to where we wouldn't have to deal with another Donald Trump. And the 14th Amendment should have kept him off the ballot. And we've had members of Congress that should be expelled, just like George Santos, for their participation, and held to consequence for defying subpoenas. But unfortunately, they have immunity in terms of what I've seen, at least. Like, Jim Jordan has arguably been able to state any type of responsibility for any of his wrongdoings.
Right.
From running up into the skiff with a cell phone and on down the list.
Right.
That's all. So we have things in place, but for some reason, the justice system is broken when it comes to actually prosecuting this high a level of corruption.
Yeah. Well, also, so I mean, sure in Jim Jordan's case, for example, you know, there were young men who were molested when he was
back in college, right?
Yeah, and he apparently knew about it, but. I mean, you know, if you were thinking about suing somebody like Jim Jordan, I mean, you'd think two or three times real hard about that because these right wingers now, they've got people who will kill you.
I understand, but we can't at the same time with the country. We have El Chapo sitting in a supermax in Colorado, and we have facilities. We build more prisons and colleges in America. So yeah. I'm looking for that same justice system to stand up and protect the public.
Yeah, it's
if
not.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's not happening easy, and it's not happening soon. Sadly, I mean, you know, particularly with right. all these Trump judges, and if Trump gets into the White House, and we get another 300 Trump judges, it's game over. I mean, it's.
And to that point, you have callers that call in talking about I can't vote for Biden and support him because of whatever he said with Israel, but your alternative is Trump, who clearly stated. I stand with Netanyahu, and they need to see this thing through to the end.
Right. So he said finish the job was his phrase. In other words, destroy Gaza.
Right. Trump will probably gladly put American troops on the ground if elected just to help out Netanyahu. And if we're serious, one last point with the Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas should be impeached once again for having laws in place to handle this type of corruption.
I agree. Well said. Malcolm, thank you very much. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to consider the overarching aspect of neoliberalism, which is like the rise of the average person out of serfdom to become the bourgeois elite, the people whose industry and talent built up modern capitalist society in the face of absolute kings and princes of the church, and it created a world of greater prosperity and peace than we otherwise would have had because of the nature of having the chance of an evil king or a mad king. Russia, if you look at it, is supposed to have been brought into the West. And if I was just thinking about why do they persist in this war? It doesn't seem to make any sense.
Against
certainly
Ukraine?
Not from the logic of, the war with Ukraine.
Well, Putin thought he would do it as easily as he did Crimea. He thought it would be a three-day operation.
Well, that's it, but it's not turning out that way. And when when the circumstances on the ground change, you change course. But here's the thing. Even before then, why would he even embark on this? The world invested over a 20-year period after the fall of the Berlin Wall $250 billion in direct investment in Russia. 600,000 people were employed in automobile manufacturing plants paid for by Renault, Volkswagen, Toyota, Hyundai, General Motors, Ford. I mean, you can go on and on and on.
Yeah.
ExxonMobil invested tens of billions of dollars in exploration and technology so that the miserable level of industry that was the Soviet Union made them a world power and made them wealthy. They were brought into the G7. They made it the G8. They were integrated at the highest levels of political power. They were given $250 billion in direct investments, employing millions of people, improving their lives, giving them peace and prosperity. Why would they trade that for the misery of war, even if they thought they could do something just as easily? The people of Ukraine freely went into the across the borders of Russia, and people from Russia freely went across the borders into Ukraine. They didn't have to conquer it by force. They were conquered, it supposedly, by the classical triumph of the bourgeois capitalism, which is going to eliminate war, because once we have free trade in markets, why would we want to destroy our investments unless you have a mad king or an evil king? Well, in Russia, apparently, we have the worst aspects of both in Putin and the oligarchs.
Yep.
The oligarchs are just kings without a divine right. They can be as evil and corrupt, and they can be as mad as the worst kings of old. And in Donald Trump, we will get the worst of the evil king and the mad king in the United States. And the warfare that will arise out of the United States will be almost unimaginable. I could predict war with Mexico in a heartbeat. Wow. We will go in against the cartels, and we will do it to stop the invasion of all these poor people. And we will be as miserable in a perpetual war as Russia is with Ukraine.
Yeah.
It will be a disaster.
Yeah, I'm skeptical, but, you know, Trump has said things that would suggest that that actually would happen. I mean, he has talked about sending U.S. troops and U.S. bombers into Mexico. He's talked about it on multiple occasions. Paul, thank you for the call. Wow, food for thought. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the True People's Media. I'll be right back with your calls.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure support, and that's something I need. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10, and I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels too, which is an important nutrient for your heart's health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeats.com and using the code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's GetSuperBeats, B-E-E-T-S.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get that free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by just going to GetSuperBeats.com and using the code TOM.
Of hell. To understand the world we're in, we must look back, let the journey begin. Know your history.
Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour and picking up your calls here. Timothy in East Berkshire, Vermont. Hey, Timothy, what's up?
Yeah, howdy, Tom. The media keeps talking about the emphasis on the F-16 to get to Ukraine, which, of course, is necessary. But I don't understand, but they should give them A-10s, the A-10 Warthog, because they have too many guns on them, and they're meant to do one thing. They have an armored fuselage, and they're meant to do one thing. They're tank cannons, and they have too many guns on them. And they, both guns, they shoot 6,000 rounds a minute. In Jericho, Vermont, there's a firing range, and at the time, I was working for a friend, and we were installing fence, but we had to create a structure out of chain link, and they put they'd freeze it with ice in the winter so they could use it as a climbing wall. But my friend's dad used to work for General Electric, had a patent on the firing mechanism of the Vulcan and the minigun, and for the, what's called a sabot. Anyway, they did a test firing for us. And at the firing range itself, they had a bay for 16s, even F-4s, believe it or not, A-10s, 14s, 15s, 35s, et cetera. But they did a test firing for us. They did a 100-round blast, took about a half an hour to set it up, and 100 rounds was burp, 100 rounds.
Wow.
And they there's a computer that they had for the grouping and trajectory, if you will, and it was like a 3-inch diameter hole.
Yeah.
100 rounds.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
what I'm saying is they're low and they're slow and they're meant to kill tanks.
No, I get that, and you know, neither one of us have any control over what's going to be shipped to Ukraine. But I would love to see them get more lethal weaponry. They have to stop Russia, because if they don't, Russia's not only going to take Ukraine, they're going to take Latvia, Lithuania, Poland. I mean, it's good, and we're going to be in World War III.
Yeah.
You know, this is just an absolute mess.
Yeah.
Timothy, I got to move along, but thank you for the call, and good points all. Beachside Bill in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Afternoon, Tom. Glad you're feeling better. I just want to, there's a lot going on. Yeah, there's a lot going on, but I just want to thank the U.S. Surgeon General. The other day, he came out and declared that U.S. gun violence is an urgent public health threat. So yeah. I just wanted to put that out because we're not now. No, it would be news any other day. You know, it'd be, you know, front. And they're already attacking him, by the way, the right wing. They're already saying they're going after the Second Amendment and you know, all this nonsense. But I just wanted to say thank you to him because it is, especially here in Florida, there's too many people dying from violent gunshots. And it's just, you know, I think back to Pulse, and I think back, you know, to Marjorie Stoneman and Douglas, and just the violence and all over the country. But it's just, I wanted to thank them. What do you think? And do you think it have any teeth to it? You know, how much, what do you think?
The Surgeon General cannot impose law or policy on the United States. He's an advisor, pure and simple.
Yeah.
So he can't require, you know, warning labels or, you know, regulation of guns or anything else like that. As much as I would like him to be able to, but I think it's an important step. It should have been taken years ago. I mean, it's been what, almost a decade now that guns have killed more children than car accidents or any other cause. You know, it used to be car accidents, and you know, it is a public health emergency. We got 45,000 Americans who die every year from gun violence. You know, 160 some odd people are shot every. Was it every day or every hour? It must be every hour. I don't know. It's just incredible. So yeah, I'm with you, Bill. Bill, thank you for the call. Alfred in Pittsburgh. Hey, Alfred, what's up? Alfred, going once, going twice. Sue Ellen in St. Simons Island, Georgia. Hey, Sue Ellen, what's on your mind today?
I wanted to tell you why I'm really looking forward to Netanyahu coming to speak before the Congress and the Senate.
Because?
And that is, Mark Pocan has promised that he will serve him a warrant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
An arrest warrant? This is based on the International Criminal Court?
Yes.
Wow. So that's what they should do when Netanyahu shows up. They should arrest him.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, the problem is that we are not a signatory to the International Criminal Court. George Bush.
No, we're not.
That.
But we can still serve him. We can still serve him a warrant, and we could turn him over to the people who are.
Yeah. Oh my, that will be amazing, Sue Ellen. I did not know the Pocan had said he was going to do that.
Yes, he has.
That makes perfect sense. When did he say this?
Well, I think he said it on your show at one time, but I think it's also on the, he also said it, it's on the Signorelli report.
Oh, he said, Sean says he said it on Dean Obidala's show. That's okay. Amazing. Well, Sue Ellen, thank you for the call. Yeah, I got to run here, but thank you so much. It's great to hear from you. We'll be back on the other side of this break. The president of People for the American Way, president and CEO of People for the American Way, Svante Myrick, is going to be with us for the next hour. So stick around. This is going to get interesting.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-5.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area. And then we talk all things entertainment with OnMilwaukee.com's Matt Miller. Join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.